Good morning, everybody. Bright, sunny Monday morning. I imagine you're all really excited to be back at work, as am I, after a four-day break. So I wanted to share with you an audio boo bright and early so I can concentrate on the rest of the day and my work, etc. And this audio boo comes out of my experiences this weekend of going away with my family. We went away in our motorhome and met up with my in-laws and stuff. And if you're a parent, if you have a small child, you will know what I mean when I say that you often find yourself sighing in exasperation at them. And in one particular area that I think most children really struggle is with being given new food, right? You say, just try it. You might like it. Oh, no. They like what they know. They like stuff that's familiar to them, don't they? They're not into trying new things. And it's very easy for us to get exasperated, you know. Oh, I know you'll love it if you try it. And even when they do try it, when you force them to try it, they instantly, the moment it touches the tip of their tongue, they dismiss it and go, that's horrible. And it's annoying. But I think as grown-ups, we're no better. I think we all have a bias towards what is familiar, what we know. And I think if you're introducing a radical new feature onto your website or a new design or whatever, you have to be very aware that people are going to be familiar with the existing site and that when you launch it, they're not going to like it. They're not going to respond well. So how can you minimise this problem? Well, one thing you can do is you can keep as many characteristics of the previous site as possible to not radically change things. If you're adding a new feature, try and style it in line with what has already been done on the website so it doesn't come as a jarring experience. If you're not in a position to do that, then try and introduce design elements that they've seen on other websites that they might be familiar with, so that there's some familiarity there. Failing even that, try and draw on things from the real world. We know that this is examples of this all the time in computing, whether we're talking about tabs that come from tabs in a book, whether we're talking about windows or icons or desktops. All of these things are familiar from the real world. Buttons are another example of that. Try and bring across things that people are familiar with so that they don't have that, I don't like it response, even when they haven't really tried it.